It's our pleasure to welcome to the show Mark Nemoyten. He is a longtime band member, solo trumpet and cornet player, and the president of the Golden Gate Park Band. This summer is the 143rd season of free concerts by the Golden Gate Park Band, which is a beloved San Francisco institution. Mark, welcome to the show. And this is almost as long as we've been a state. I mean, it's pretty amazing how long you guys have been going.
Yeah, since 1882.
Wow. I missed it by 32 years. But still, what are some of the traditions that you guys have had through all this time?
Probably the fact that our concerts are free to the public. In fact, we play in the Speckles Temple of Music, which is the band shell of Golden Gate Park, which was built 125 years ago this year. That's another anniversary we're celebrating. And with the money was donated by Adolph Speckles, and the provision was that any performance there had to be free to the public. And so that's been our mandate. But we had two band shells, as I understand it, before that in the park. But that's one thing. And the other thing is that we've always been involved with community groups from all over the Bay Area. So, for example, this last week we did a concert with a Polish-American group. We're going to be doing an Armenian cultural association on May 25th. We do an Irish celebration. We do a Pride concert. Mexican ballet folklorica. Why can't I talk this morning? Folklorico Mexicano de Carlos Moreno will be in September. It's all on our website, which is parkband.org or goldengateparkband.org. We have a calendar of 25 concerts this year.
Well, in your defense, folklorico is a pretty hard word to say. It's not often we say that word. So as a Bay Area native, I'm thinking in between the Steinhardt, California Academy of Sciences, and the DeYoung. That's that shell right there where you guys are?
That's right. It's called the Music Concourse, and we're at the end of the Music Concourse. There's right next to the Japanese Tea Garden.
Exactly. Yeah, you can go, climb up that bridge and fall off, and then go over and see a show for free, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Hopefully.
So, like I said, as a West Coast native, we don't have a lot of traditions that go back very far, and we have basically the Wild West. So to have something that's over 100 years old is pretty darn cool. How did you get involved personally with it?
It's funny. When I was a student music major at San Francisco State, and when I was got out of school, I was a trumpet performance major, and I joined the Musicians Union, and I said, okay, I want to start working more in San Francisco. I'd been freelancing a little bit, but I figured, part of my training was classical music, and most of those groups are members of the American Federation of Musicians. I said, who should I call? And that was one of the first names they gave me. Well, call the Park Band. And so way back in the early 80s, I was hired as a substitute because the band does so many concerts. Back then, we did, we played year-round every Sunday, except for a few. Plus, we do 4th of July and Labor Day. So it's a lot of concerts, and the band is professional musicians, but oftentimes, they get sick, they're on vacation, they get other jobs, so they needed a lot of substitutes. So that's how people would get involved with the band. So I started back then, and then I subbed on and off for years, and then in 1996 I was hired by then music director to take the spot I'm in now. So that's the way it used to work. Now we do auditions, like all the other groups.
Well, yeah, it's interesting, too, because, like, I interview Jacob Sternberg every year, who runs the San Francisco Men's Gay Choir, and it's basically, you don't even have to be a man, you can be straight. In other words, anybody who wants to join, come on in and join, but not you guys. You got to actually be a accomplice, and I'm not trying to disparage them, I think it's great what they do, but for you guys, you got to be an accomplished musician.
Yes, well, because we do so many concerts and we have so little rehearsal time, so we need people who can read the music down. In fact, when I started, we almost never got the music in advance. So we would have a 1 hour rehearsal in the morning, and for a 90-minute program. So it means we don't even get to play everything in rehearsal. We look at the rough spots and the transitions, and everybody has to be capable of playing that music or be experienced enough to know a lot of it. I've been with the band so long that, you know, a lot of things come around more than once. But you have to be pretty accomplished. You have to be a great sight reader, is what we call it in the music business. Kind of like a studio musician, you show up and they put the music on your stand and you just got to be able to play it. The band a few years ago, believe it or not, for most of our history, it was a sole proprietorship. It was always owned by the conductor. A few years ago, we had to incorporate as a nonprofit, and it's basically now a musician-led board of directors, and we kind of changed some of the traditions. We now try to get the music online to our musicians ahead of time, which is great because people can be more prepared, and we now hold blind auditions. So it's a totally a merit-based organization. People audition behind the screen. We don't know who it is, and we just pick the best players.
Last question for you. I just have about a minute, and that is, you know, I kind of pictured John Philip Sousa patriotic marching songs, but as you were just saying, you have a very wide and varied palette for all the things that you have, don't you, musically?
Yes, we try to have something for everybody, and we do, you know, the standard Sousa type. We play a lot of Sousa, but we also do, movie music, Broadway show tunes, folk music from different cultures, jazz. We started a few years ago doing one at least big band jazz concert a year with a singer. We try to mix it up as much as possible. And, of course, some of the concerts have certain themes, certain cultures, so we'll do music from that culture.
All right, so as you mentioned, everything about this is going to be free, and all concerts are on Sundays, except you will have a 4th of July on a Friday. You'll have a Labor Day. You can go to GoldenGateParkBand.org, look at the calendar right there, and we have been speaking with Mark Nemoyten. Mark, thanks for coming on, and have a great summer out there.
All right, thank you for having me.